because when you call me,
it's all about you.
Somebody actually told me they love that.
Freed on Business, the longest running talk show in South Florida. Now back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, well, Wanda, I told the truth that everybody loved that. I got a call about that ending that you put together for the All About You. I always like to say to my voice, but I got comments last week that people like it when you play that, so we're going to let that go.
All right.
I think it's great. So
where are we now?
Where are we? We're in Miami-Dade County, but I've been all over the state recently.
You have.
I have been traveling like a bandit.
You have been Facebook posting and all over the real estate world.
I do. And let me tell you, I've had some great times. Today on NPR, there was a great interview that they did with Nikki up at Gainesville. They did that. It was right before I interviewed her. So we broke the story first, but they had a longer interview. It doesn't matter. And then let's see, what else have we been doing? We've been doing real estate financing. I'm working on a couple of urban land transactions. Some high-rise deals. It's a great core. It's got great characteristics. It's one of those things where I've got people that have owned land for a long time, made some real great improvements, and now they're willing to put the land into a deal at a good price. You say, well, why does that matter? A lot of people try to do what I call be a Miami real estate developer. They get this big cube of approvals and then try to sell all the cube of approvals. My friend is instead trying to sell his development site and team up with somebody who's smart and has a vision for the future and can get things done. And I, of course, know that person in one phone call made the deal happen.
Boom.
It's called a rocket. It's called a rifle shot. I do have a mic in here, but I didn't want to drop it and hurt anything. So, Wanda, you and Polo have been out and about. What has been going on? We had the doggy dating with Polo. What else has Polo been doing?
Well, Polo got a spider bite, so we've been recuperating a little bit, and I was a little under the weather for the last couple days, so we've just been kind of laying low, staying out of trouble.
Well, we got Supercar Saturday coming up again in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
This weekend is Passover. I'll be passing over again.
Passover lasts a whole week?
Passover's an eight-day holiday.
Okay.
Yeah. And make sure that way you eat enough matzah. They want to make sure you eat enough matzah to never go to the bathroom again.
And what can't you do? And, like, is it sundown?
No, it's actually from sundown day one to sundown day eight, and you're not allowed to eat what they call chametz.
Okay.
Chametz, which is really, for all intents and purposes, bread and bread products, wheat, that kind of stuff.
Can you do the electronic stuff?
Yeah, that's, you can do that school? Except on the Sabbath. When it's the Sabbath, you can't do the electronic stuff. If I'm getting anything wrong, please hit me up on my Facebook page and tell
this
me.
This is an education for me.
I think I'm really doing right. What other things can I tell you about Passover?
So do you have special meals every day? Or
you have special meals. You have special content of the meals every day because of the dietary restrictions. And then you have special meals first 2 days, last 2 days. So you're supposed to have a special meal tonight. I'm going home tonight, but the special meal I'm having is the NFL draft.
That's not a meal.
I know it isn't, but it is a festival.
It is
indeed a festival. And so what you do is you Passover is a celebration of freedom. And
amen.
It is. It's a celebration of freedom. It's something we all should have. It's something we all aspire to. Perhaps not the mullahs.
It's a human right. Really.
As is health care.
Yeah. That's a whole other story.
I know.
Jim.
We're not
nice
going to go there. Where
nice
the liberal one. Show is. The liberal show was an hour ago.
Sneak that in.
I did sneak it in there. Well, everybody deserves
we
good
do.
Things. They do. They do deserve good health care. It is a human right, but that's a different show. So where was I? You know, I like the fact that you. Oh, let's talk about that for a second. So we're going to have that social media. The social media.
Your top 10 thing?
Yeah, webinar done by. It's. I was picked by the Content Funnel. It's really interesting how I met the person at Content Funnel. She was originally tweeting as at ICSC, and I went to the ICSC, and I didn't know anybody that was on Twitter. So I went, hey, yours, Miss ICSC, and it was great. It was great. We had the best time, and it was absolutely tremendous. And that's how I met Ms. ICSC and got to be one of the front runners of social media. But really what the radio show is really the leverage I have for social media, because the radio show is a hub for content creation and social media content. In fact, we're going to do some great content creation in the next half hour. We're going to talk all about Marcus & Millichap research, how investors can use that research to help them capitalize on their investments, where to look for those investments, how to invest. We've got a great guest, John Chang. He's a senior VP, National Director of Real Estate Research. And I love talking to these research guys because that's how I got my start. My start was doing real estate research. I went to UF, got my MBA, and then I went to Orlando where I did studies for all kinds of resort-related retail, hotels.
Resort-related retail.
Right.
What is that?
What that is a people came up with a concept that when you like to go on vacation, you like to shop. 20 years ago, people didn't know that.
Well, so why is that different than any other retail place?
Well, you have more free time on your hands.
Oh.
You're more oriented towards having an open mind. Not necessarily.
Not like shopping at the airport?
Well, sometimes shopping at the airport isn't more expensive. But what this is it could be, for instance, value centers. There's value centers all over the country. In fact, the project I turned down was a value center because it was fully leased and I saw no upside. I don't like to do something if it doesn't have any upside.
Okay.
In fact, right now, retail is somewhat challenged, but the challenge provides opportunity. I'm sure we're going to talk about that with John. In fact, I know we are because I just wrote it down.
And he just called.
Retail.
Can't wait.
Challenges.
Stand by, John.
And misconceptions. See, John, this is the green room without even being in the green room. So we're going to have a great show. We're going to talk about that. I love talking to smart people about really cool things and about places I've never been. So maybe with John, we can talk a little bit more national. That'll be really cool. And you know, here we are in Miami. Let's talk about what drives Miami for a minute. There's always this great map that the Beacon Council put out. It's the same map that you look at when you look on the wall, and it's the flat map with the hemispheres. That map shows that Miami's right in the middle. If you look, Miami is right in the middle. And when you look at the arc of history, all the great cities, London,
Baltimore.
Well, yeah, Baltimore for you. New York.
Oh, yeah, that too.
You know, all those places, they're all based on sea lines and trade. And so Miami's now in the middle of the trade and the sea lines. It's Miami's time. We'll talk to John about what he thinks about Miami and if it's time for Miami.
It's definitely Miami's time.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it's great. I've been waiting for a long time, but Miami, I've really seen a lot of change. In fact, I was recently going through my computer this morning.
I have a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, what's your question?
Well, I'm just wondering what's going on with that stadium soccer thing.
You heard Grant Stern talking about it the hour before, slamming and damning it.
I did.
You know, what the answer is that nobody knows yet. It's not finalized. It's not finished. Hopefully it'll happen. It's right there in the middle of the county. Be a great energy demand generator. It's a hole in the donut. When you go up in the air, you see that that's a place that the infrastructure actually can support new development of retail, office, all that stuff.
Okay.
It's a reverse commute for everybody.
All right.
I think it's a great location. I think you got great people there. You got a lot of money behind it. The structure, you know, people can debate whether the structure was right or wrong, but I think that when you have good sponsors, you're going to get the project. It's going to get done. It's going to be a world-class thing, and that's what Miami's all about. And the fact that they're talking about bringing in, even if it's just a rumor or just scuttlebutt, that they're talking about bringing in SoftBank or pitching SoftBank to put their Latin American headquarters there because the guy, one of the partners, is involved with SoftBank, I think that would be just tremendous. And that would move Miami right into the heart of the discussion because it would make Miami the Silicon Valley of Latin America, which it sort of already is, but we still need the real capital and VC.
Wait a minute. Miami, the Silicon Valley of Latin America?
Right.
What? Okay. Why not just the East Coast, East America?
Well, because we would have all of them. Well, we're right in the middle. Why can't we be for everybody?
Exactly.
We have the NAP. Thank you, Manny.
For the Americas.
That's right. For the Americas. That's what we're all about here. We're all about internationality.
Yeah.
That's why all this sanctuary city stuff really gets my goat, because it's really bad for business.
Oh.
Imagine how many tourists aren't going to come here. They're already getting warned not to come here. But we don't talk about politics on this show.
Shh.
That's right. We're just.
But we play some really awesome music.
We do play some awesome music. You love playing that music, don't you?
I do. Music makes me happy.
Do you got some good happy music coming up?
I do. You know what? I read something the other day. It said listening to sad music when you're sad can make you feel happy. I'm still trying to get my head around that. But I think that they said that it's sad enough because really happy music might make you irritated if you're sad. But if you're sad, it's kind of like you're already down there, so it can bring you up a little bit. That's
I don't know. Maybe what it is
it.
You connect with it, and it kind of gives you a commonality, and it makes you feel safe. The word being safe helps you feel less sad.
Researchers think it's because listening to happy, uplifting music can be irritating when you're feeling down. That's what
they say. Well, no doubt about that. I think listening to happy, upbeating music, though, is always good. I love listening to happy earlier. It always makes me feel upbeat, Walking on Sunshine, all our good songs that we like to play.
I know. They always make me happy.
I'm telling you, if you're really depressed, you should listen to music. You should relax in your car, but not too much.
And you should dance.
You should dance. I always like dancing.
You gotta move your body.
I do all that when you play the music. People can watch it on Facebook Live. Jim Free Facebook page. See me dance. See me
watch
rock. See my
watch
funny face. See my funny t-shirt today. All right, Wanda, it's about that time, isn't it?
It sure is.
Let's go. Complete. My home angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes. No one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause. Hey! just been so lying. I love this song.
Jay Giles, baby.
Love Jay Giles Band. Love Jay Giles Band. You know who else I love? I love my friend Larry Zinn. Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audis. Down in Key West, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for not one, not two, not three, but 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. Halfway home, honey. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
I love listening to it.
They're hilarious. I love it.
On 880 The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Hey, need real estate capital? Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need a little advice on how to get it done? Having trouble getting across the finish line? I can help with that too. Been in the business for 35 years, done $3 billion plus in deals. I can help you with your house too. Just finished helping a friend who showed no good income and was having a trouble with his bank. We got that guy financed. We actually got him a bank loan. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. I can help you if you're having problems with your real estate capital. Why do you give me a call at 305-773-6300? Because when you call me,
it's all about you and the home.
880
of the